Arthur and the Cootie Catcher by Mark Brown. Chapter 1. I see the party started already, said Francine. She and Arthur had just arrived at Prunella's house, and judging by the noise, they were the last to get there. The backyard was decorated for a birthday party, with balloons and streamers, or at least half of it was. The other half was bare, as though someone had drawn a line down the middle of the yard and only paid attention to one side. Arthur nodded. I'm still a little confused about this, he said. It hasn't been a year since Prunella had her last birthday party. I know, said Francine. It's been 6 months. That's why this is her half-birthday party. She pointed to the half-decorated table where half of a large cake sat in the middle. Oh, I see, said Arthur, who wasn't sure he really did. They joined the rest of their friends, including Binky, Buster, Muffy, Sue Ellen, and the Brain. They had gathered around Prunella to give her their presents.
I'm so glad all of you could come, she said. As you can see, she added, waving at the decorations, this is my half-birthday. I hope the cake isn't half-baked, Buster said to Binky.
Prunella just smiled at him.
Under the circumstances, my sister thought maybe I should only invite half of you, but I decided to invite all of you for half as long instead.
All this half stuff is giving me a headache, Arthur whispered to Francine. You'll feel better if you only half listen, Francine whispered back. That's what's working for me.
Prunella, said Binky. Since this is your half-birthday, I got you this.
He handed her half of a baseball. Prunella.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?